When life gets harder, you get smarter. You don't mission, you level up like a boss. Connect Vox Fibre to your home, starting from 554 Rand per month. Level up your experience with Airtime's Wi-Fi boosters, Vobi voice app calling, offers 365 and over 160 other products to enhance your lifestyle. Live smart. Level up with Vox. Visit vox.co.za to view our range. T's and C's apply.
You're listening to Tech Central's Cars and Gadgets, the podcast that looks at the latest gizmos from smartphones to cars. Yes, cars and everything in between. I'm Duncan MacLeod and I'm here today with Nafisa Akabor. Welcome, Nafisa.
Hi, Duncan. It's been a while.
It's been a hell of a long time, actually. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Great, thanks. We're back looking at some cool gadgets, and you've got something really special here today. This looks amazing. Look at the back of that, folks. Wow.
Except for the fingerprints.
Get some really cool effects there on YouTube, actually, with the live video going out. Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus. It's quite heavy.
Yeah.
But it feels robust.
It's a solid phone.
It's very solid. Okay. So this is a very, very important smartphone for Samsung. We know that, in fact, you've been having a look at the numbers. They've had a bit of a tough time of it in the last little while.
They have, actually.
Their Galaxy S10 hasn't performed quite as well as they'd hoped.
Just like the S9, I think.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is the S10? Why is Samsung not doing so well? Is it to do with the fact that the smartphone market has peaked, or is it a case of the Chinese vendors really giving
them
a
run? It's definitely the Chinese vendors, because if you look at the graphs, I think Huawei is giving them a run for their money.
Yeah. And I suppose consumers, you know, especially in emerging markets, are price conscious. And this is a premium price device.
This is
going to set you back sort of Apple iPhone pricing territory. Absolutely. Maybe not quite there, but almost there.
I think Samsung like to position themselves as the Apple of the Android world.
Yes, they do indeed. I think this looks better than an iPhone, especially
this. It does look very good. I mean, even the screen.
They kind of copied the idea of having these multicolored backs from Huawei.
Huawei did set a trend.
But that, they've outdone Huawei with this.
Definitely.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. It's like a mirror, colored mirror.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Amazing. Makes me want one immediately. Beautiful looking phone. But you've had a look at the numbers. Their sales, their profit, revenue, they're all not heading in the right direction at the moment.
No, especially the Q2 that came out a while back. Their profits fell by 56% year on year, and the mobile division fell by 42%. So that's not good at all. It's apparently the lowest since the Note 7 disaster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, they're... The numbers aren't great. The phones are amazing. People are still buying Apple. Although Apple's market share is also shrinking somewhat. And we've seen in the keynotes that happened this week that they've cut their prices a little bit.
Yeah, I think they know that they can't be that expensive or people just wouldn't pay.
Their premium devices, the iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max, are the same price as they were last year, or the iPhone XS and XS Max. But the XR or the XR has been, which is now the iPhone 11. The price of that's been cut by what, $50 or so?
Yeah, it's $699.
Something like that. Yeah. I think it may be a bit less than that, even $649 somewhere.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's taken quite a cut.
That iPhone 11 is now the standard.
Yeah.
Anything above is more the premium.
Yes. Yes, and this is definitely a premium
on the premium side. Sure.
Yeah. So Samsung's come a long way in the last few years. I mean. I think most people watching or listening to this podcast will remember the Note 7 debacle. When was that? About 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
The exploding batteries.
Yeah. I think everyone almost forgot about it. It actually was not on my mind at this event even.
Yes.
I don't know about you. You've been an ex-Samsung user.
I haven't used a Samsung in years, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed to see how far it's come.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what the last Samsung device I actually used was. Oh, it was the S. I used the S8.
Okay.
The Samsung Galaxy S8, which was a competent phone. The battery life was pretty poor, but apart from that, it was a reasonable phone for the time.
Yeah.
But this is something next something beyond. Yes, it's big. It's big. I know you're not a huge fan of large devices.
No, it's like I need to hold it and it needs to fit in my pocket. Yeah. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. So you've got an iPhone XS here, not the Max.
No, it's 5.8 inches.
So let's just compare the size of these two devices on the screen here, just so you get an idea. It's quite a big difference. Switch that screen back on. It's quite big.
Yeah.
But what's nice about the size is, you know, you don't have to buy a tablet anymore because, I mean, this will be your device for everything.
But interestingly enough, even though this is 6.8 inches, it's almost identical to last year's 6.4 inches. It's because what they've managed to do bezels. With the edge to it, yes.
Mm.
It's the most narrow bezeled screen of theirs.
Of any phone, I think. Of any phone,
and the Infinity O, as they call it, this camera cutout. Yeah. I don't know whether you want to show it again. I love that design. It's right in the middle.
It's beautiful.
It's not in your way. It doesn't feel like the content you're consuming is being cut out.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful. I think it's such a much better design than the... And Apple's doubled down again this year on the notch. What's wrong with those people?
I feel like they've got too many sensors on the top and we're going to be stuck with that design for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Face
I really
ID.
Love what...
Face ID is it that needs all that space.
Mm.
Yeah, this looks like a much better implementation.
Definitely.
I think Apple is going to have to follow this route as well.
This is the nicest design for sure.
The new iPhone doesn't have an underscreen fingerprint reader either, does it?
Mm-mm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Apple's really falling behind the Android world. You're going to have to move to Android, Nafisa.
Yeah, a lot of the features on the new 11 were basically catching up.
Yeah.
The 11 Pro, with the camera stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They've become a conservative company. They were at the cutting edge. I mean, the iPhone really does transformed the smartphone industry.
Mm.
But now they seem to be also-rans in the Android space, certainly from in terms of the hardware that these companies are producing. I mean, you could argue that iOS is a better operating system still, especially from a security perspective and from the ability to update your phone on a regular basis, which I think is probably the biggest advantage of the iPhone now, is that when the next iOS comes out, you can download and install it, which you can't do on Android. But from a hardware perspective, I think Samsung and some of the other Android smart vendors are actually running rings around Apple now.
Mm, they are doing quite well.
Mm. Yeah. But you're an iOS person, so...
I am.
But so you'll stick with iPhone.
My whole life is on it. I'm paying for iCloud 200 gigs now, I think. Everything gets backed up at midnight. It's just convenient. It's an effort to change.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so let's come back to talk about the Note 10 Plus. Now, where is it?
Exactly.
No headphone jack. Really? Samsung?
It's actually surprising that they removed it, honestly.
I wonder why they did that. I mean, it was a key selling point.
It's on the S10.
It was one of their selling points, really. I'm less phased by it than I used to because I now own a pair of Bluetooth
headphones.
That's
the thing. Once you go with the wireless pair, it doesn't bother you.
Mm.
But, I mean, a lot of people, also when you're flying and when they say turn off Bluetooth or whatnot,
yeah.
You do want on an airplane, I think, some
that's
noise cancelling.
That's
proper.
That's true. Well, you could always buy a dongle.
Well, they did include USB-C earphones in the box.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm actually frustrated with those USB. And so one of the reasons I actually decided to get a pair of Bluetooth headphones was those little USB adapters are incompatible between devices. So if you get one for the Samsung, it's not going to work properly with the Apple and vice versa. And I have an iPad and it didn't work with my Android phone. Yeah. And so you're carrying lots of little dongles around for all the devices you want to use. So eventually I thought, to hell with it. I'm just going to get a pair of Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah, and solve
that
makes sense.
But I think it is a little bit disappointing that they've removed it, but it seems to be the industry trend, and I think the 3.5mm jack on phones is now pretty much dead.
Yeah, except I went for a wedding recently, and they wanted to play a thing, and they needed an aux. None of the phones had one, so it was quite funny to have such an advanced technical problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. I'm not even sure I can connect these or wireless pair of headphones to my mixing desk here, plugged in with cable. I trust cable, it just works. But no headphone jack. So if that's a deal killer for you, this is not the phone for you. But I'm imagining this has got all the latest and greatest inside it. It's got, 256 gigabytes of storage?
Yes, and that's the baseline.
That's and 12, incredible.
Oh, 12 gigs of RAM. Can we talk about that?
12 gigabytes.
You have 12 gigs in your pocket, basically.
Gee, my PC's only got 16 gigs in it.
It's literally a computer, a more powerful computer in your pocket, and that's what they've been saying in their marketing materials.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's got their latest chipset and,
That's the Exynos. Exynos processor.
Yeah.
That's for international markets. I think the US gets a Qualcomm variant.
Yeah.
The 855, I think, the 855, which is the latest Qualcomm. This is not a 5G phone.
No.
Is there a 5G variant of this?
I think there is, yeah.
It won't launch in this market, because there's no
probably
5G
not.
Here. Although Rain is supposedly coming with its network in the next few months.
Yes.
So maybe there'll be a few variants of it coming in at some point. But right now, I really don't think it's worth getting a 5G phone.
No, of course, it shouldn't even be a concern for us right now.
Not until next year at the very earliest, and probably not even until the year after that, if we're honest about it. Yeah. And I actually think Apple's received a lot of criticism for this after the launch, that they didn't have a 5G chip, and I actually don't think they needed to put a 5G chip in this year.
Why?
We've got the Huawei Mate 30 launch happening next week, which is going to be, of course, very interesting, given that there's a solid chance that it's not going to have the access to Google Apps. But that's said to be a 5G phone through and through. You'll buy it, you'll have 5G.
Mm. Well, and also, probably a competitor to the Note 10 Plus?
Yeah. But if it doesn't have Google Apps?
I think it will.
You think so?
Do you think otherwise?
I don't know. Google has said that it's not going to have access to Google Apps.
Google has said that?
Google said that, yeah. But maybe there's something going on behind the scenes we don't know about. But they're having their launch next week, and they're spending money on it. So they're obviously confident about this device, and that they think it's going to sell. The talk is that it's going to run Android, but not a Google sanctioned version of Android. Of course, they can get Android from anywhere.
Hmm.
But without those Google Apps, I don't think I'd buy it.
Yeah, that is a big concern for everyone.
Maybe you're going to be able to buy it post. Maybe you may be able to download it post fact. But if there's no Play Store, how do you get the Google Apps?
Yeah, no Play Store is a killer.
Yeah, but we'll talk a little bit more about Donald Trump a bit later in the podcast. let's talk a bit more about this Note. What's the battery life like? You've been using it how long now? Couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I can get by on 2 weeks, actually. Two full days.
That's an amazing. That's like a Nokia.
2 days.
2 days of heavy use?
Not as heavy. Like on heavy on 1 day, by the end of the day, it'll be around 75%. So that's still good.
Okay.
You basically run out in a day. Never.
Yeah. Which is becoming the standard now.
Yeah, I mean, I took it to a car launch and I did so much. I did everything on it. I made videos, I took pictures, I edited videos, I uploaded it. It was still going.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah, it's bulky, but I think it has to be to have a large battery in it.
Yeah. So also, I also want to point out there was no lag, nothing froze, it didn't stuck, I didn't have to kill any apps.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah,
12 gigs of RAM.
12 gigs of RAM and the latest Samsung processor. I would expect this thing to be pretty damn fast.
So yeah, I've been impressed. Like I haven't had to kill anything in the background.
Have you hooked up DeX?
I did.
And?
It's cool actually, because I was looking at my Instagram from my MacBook.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, amongst other things.
Oh, but so you can connect it to a laptop.
You can connect it to Mac and PC.
Okay.
But also interestingly, like normally Instagram doesn't let you post via any other third-party app besides Instagram. So the feeling that you can do it via a Mac or a PC is quite cool, I think.
Yeah.
Even though you're still using that interface.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And do you need a cable to do it?
Yes, you do, a USB-C.
So it won't work over Bluetooth or Wi-Fi?
No.
That's fine.
I mean, it's a quick app you download just and
plug it in.
It's good to go.
And can you still connect an external monitor without Windows or Mac OS 10?
I think you should be able to. I haven't tested
that. Yeah.
But if the monitor has a USB, I think you should be able to.
And run it as a computer in its own right.
I think so. That was the older DeX.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it must still be able to do that.
I think so. Because there's also a Windows PC link kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
You can get your messages.
Yeah. I like the idea of DeX. I don't know if I'd really.
I like it.
I wouldn't use it as my primary PC.
No, it's not a primary thing. If you want to get data off the phone and if you want to work maybe quickly, if you've got documents, I think it's handy.
But if you look at this thing, it's got 256 gigabytes of storage. It goes all the way up to 1 terabyte.
One terabyte.
So you get a 1 terabyte SKU of this. It has 12 gigabytes of RAM. These devices must be getting pretty close to being able to run full-blown Windows 10.
That's a good point. I think so.
So what's to stop you from... I don't know if Windows would run on that processor stack.
Hmm.
It's ARM-based, and Windows 10 runs on ARM processors. So
that could possibly be...
And in the future, what's...
Or maybe somebody could hack their phone.
What's to stop Samsung from doing a deal with Microsoft and, reboot your phone into Windows? Plug it in. You got
that
a Windows
would be interesting,
PC.
Actually.
Yeah.
Because it's not now Windows Mobile, which obviously wasn't...
No, but this device is powerful enough to run a full desktop operating system.
I actually think that's not a bad idea, if you can do that.
Technically,
it'd be amazing. Because then you can switch between being a mobile mode and proper desktop.
Yeah. I'm not sure consumers would want to do that, though, because you'd want your phone as a phone. Yeah. And someone calls you, and if it's booted into Windows, then...
Then you're not getting any
of
those.
You're not getting it. Although I suppose...
Maybe if Microsoft and Samsung do work together, and there's still a mode where you can get your calls.
A phone app in Windows 10,
the other way around.
Think of the possibilities.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I see no major technical reason why this shouldn't run Windows 10. Because
this
is a powerful computer. I mean, this is as powerful as a mid-range desktop, at least.
Mid-range?
Probably higher. Probably closer to the higher end. I mean, it's certainly not a high-end. This is not a high-end Core i9 NVIDIA GPU equivalent, but for an office PC, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not going to stutter.
No. You're listening, Samsung. We want to see Windows on this thing. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
The power on and off button. I'm a right-handed person, and I see it's on the left. It's a bit.
It
annoying.
Is on the left. It's kind of weird that the whole right-hand section is plain. There's no buttons.
Nothing. Yeah.
It's a bit of an adjustment.
It is, yeah. I think lefties will love this, but right-handed folks like myself. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Yeah. I want the button there so I can press it.
So you know what's interesting also? The button by default when you press it does not switch the device off. I had to go in and tweak it and change it.
To, what does it do?
It used to bring Bixby up.
Oh, no. Is that still around?
Yep.
Oh, no.
So I actually went and changed it around because I'm like, how do I switch this off? And I was like freaking out, and then I went in and changed the...
Okay, so this button here, let me just show it on the camera. This button, get the right angle. That button there, which you would think is the power button, there's the volume rocker. You'd think that's the power button, but
it's not.
It's not by default, but you can turn it into the power button. So if you wanted to switch it off quickly, on default, what did you do?
You'd freak out like I did. Like, what's happening here?
Okay. I'm like, there isn't a shortcut like tapping, double tapping the screen.
Yeah, no. You have to play around with it to put it back.
That seems a bit silly.
I say default.
But yeah, I suppose I'd get used to it, but it still feels like it should be on the right. Maybe they should do a version for left-handed people and a version for right-handed people. I mean, for left-handed people, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Actually, it is a bit far up on the side of the phone as well.
Mm.
You'd want it a bit lower. It's quite hard to reach.
They're never going to get the right angle. Everybody's going to be, it's too high, it's too low.
The ideal position would be on the right, I think, about a third of the way up, right there, so your thumb can just...
You don't think it's too low.
That's about right, don't you think?
I suppose with a phone that size in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's big, eh? It really is big. But there's a market for this sort of stuff. I mean, there's a market for phones this big. And these same phones are going to get bigger. The next version will probably be 7 inches.
I was thinking they're very close to just launching a 7-inch Note. Yeah. Probably next year.
Yeah. And back in the day, maybe 6-7 years ago, a 7-inch device was a tablet.
Yeah.
It was a tablet.
It was. And when the first Note came out, everybody was like laughing at it.
Yeah,
look at them now.
You put a bezel on the sort of bezels you would have seen 5 or 6 years ago onto this phone, and it would be tablet size because there'd be huge bezels around it.
Yeah.
It'll be almost the size of an iPad Mini. 7 inch yards. It's bigger.
iPad Mini is 7.9, I think.
I think the screen is bigger than a Kindle screen, actually.
You think so?
The screen area, yeah. Kindle obviously has a big bezel on it.
Yeah.
But the actual screen on this, I think the real estate is bigger than a Kindle, which just gives you an idea of how big it is. But with the bezels gone, it's fine.
Yeah.
With the bezels gone, it's absolutely fine. It's nice. We'll get to pricing just now, because that's also big. What else we need to talk about?
The S Pen?
S Pen, of course. That's the That's the thing it sells. Where's your party trick?
Exactly.
You press the button down there.
Do you want to just...
There we go.
There's the S
Pen.
It's called a gyroscope now.
So it's got a gyroscope. Mm. What does that do?
So you can control... So it gives you air actions.
Yeah.
You can look at photos in your gallery and you can just press a button and from a distance it'll...
So, yeah, it brings up a menu of things you can do, like smart select.
Yeah, but if you go into...
You press that button again.
Okay, if you go into that, for example...
Camera, yes?
Yes, and you...
just demonstrate this. Do you need to use the screen?
You can turn it around.
This is going to...
So if I do it...
I'm going to get weird effects with this now.
See, it changed the mode. Did you see that? Oh.
And you were pressing the...
If you... Yeah.
You're tapping it.
You press and hold the button on the pen... On the S Pen,
yeah,
and it'll adjust to the different camera styles.
Okay,
so that's an air action. This is flipping it, but I think because of the angle, it doesn't know which way to read it. Maybe if I. Okay. Anyway,
we are showing you behind the scenes here at Tech Central. It's nice. Do you use it at all, though? I mean,
So the air actions lets you flip between camera modes. Adjust volume, that kind of thing. But I think it's quicker to just use your finger, because why would you take this out and do that?
I did see somewhere that you can use it as a kind of a selfie tool. So
yes, it does. Oh, yes. It's also your shutter button.
Right. Yeah. So you can position the phone far away.
So actually, that's where I think it'll be the most handy. If you're like traveling and you want to get a cool photo, position the phone, stand back.
Yeah.
You don't want to look like you're taking a selfie. You actually just snap with this.
Yeah.
And you can double press it and it changes the camera direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the time you've been using this device, what have you used this most to do?
Scribble and write notes to test.
To test,
because I'm not a stylist person.
In reality, would you use this often?
No, you see, because I'm not a stylist person and it's a big adjustment for me to not go in and use this thing.
Yeah.
So I don't remember to use it unless I'm like, okay, let me scribble a note or let me test it.
Yes. It's very small and light. You could lose it easily.
Oh, and if I want to take, like I said, a photo that to control the shutter, then yes.
Yeah. I suppose it's nice for note-taking. I presume it comes with its own note-taking app.
Oh, yeah, you can take a note on the blank on the screen right now.
Oh, let's do that.
If you want to lock it on the scribble.
Oh, really? Yeah. While it's off? While the screen is off? Okay, this is going to be good.
Wait, you need to put it in.
Oh, then take it out.
Take it out, and then it'll...
Okay.
Take it out.
Let's try this. We need a camera up above so we can demo this. So I'm just going to turn around here.
While the phone is locked.
Oh, while our camera is out of focus, let's try and fix that. There we go.
So you can sit and take a whole bunch of notes on
That's cool.
Without unlocking the device.
That's very cool.
You can change the color, change the thickness, erase.
And will it do handwriting recognition as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
When
I like
that.
You
go into the note app, yes.
That is very nice.
So actually, that's one of the cool things. I was scribbling and testing and intentionally writing untidy, and it picked up what I wrote as a text, and it's searchable, and you can export to Word and PDF.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool.
That's awesome. I could see that could be very useful. I mean,
if you don't unlock your phone, and you quickly jot down someone's number, whatever the case, you just quickly do it on the blank
screen.
That's
fantastic. That's a very cool feature. Mm. That's the coolest feature I've seen on here so far.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. I like that a lot. I haven't used a note device in the past, so I don't know if that's a new functionality or whether it's...
Yes, that's new.
It's new. Okay.
No, not to scribble on the screen, but to extract the text and searchable,
And send it to Word and that sort
of
thing.
And read it.
That's very cool. That's actually very, very cool. I'm not sure it'll be able to read my handwriting, though.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people said they were scribbling untidily and you picked it up. So
okay.
You never know.
Okay. You definitely won't be able to read my doctor's handwriting.
No.
Not even my pharmacist can read my doctor's handwriting, so you know how bad it is. battery life we've spoken about, S Pen, camera and multimedia features. It's got three
official cameras and one depth sensor.
Okay.
VGA.
And on the front it has?
One single 12-megapixel selfie.
12-megapixel. And on the back, it's also 12-megapixel.
16, 12, 12.
16, 12, and 12.
Yeah.
And your thoughts? What are the pictures like?
The pics are really good. Like, even night mode, I was actually impressed. I didn't realize how good night mode was on Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
But they all look very HDR+. Like, you know, your normal HDR, yeah. but it feels like there's a plus there because it's very spruced up and bright, which yes. is not necessarily a bad thing. But I've gotten actually very used to wide-angle pictures.
Yeah.
I like them quite a bit. They just feel like there's more in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good camera, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does it compare to your iPhone's picture quality?
I think certain aspects, this one definitely takes better
mm-hmm.
images. Like night mode.
You
can't even, iPhone doesn't even compete in that
That's
space.
That's something they're fixed in the new one, yeah. the 11, the iPhone yeah. 11.
And it also does 4K, does audio zoom, which I noticed, like when you
4K video shooting.
Yeah.
Does it do 60 frames a second?
Yes.
60, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And the audio zoom, you notice the audio coming louder if you're like at a concert and, you know, maybe want to grab yeah. sound. That makes a difference. And I also liked the built-in video editing tools that they have.
Okay.
It's basic, but it's a good step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to have a problem if you buy this phone you're not going to be unhappy with the camera
yeah.
performance, depth sensor. That's cool. And they've managed to keep it quite flush with the
device.
There's no cover on here, no.
I removed it.
It's quite flush. Yeah, I'm quite keen to see the new iPhone because it looks like those cameras really protrude from the back of it.
They just are so ugly.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I just can't get over them, the way they look. It's just...
It's that sort of triangular arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are going to upgrade to Android next year.
I still want that iPhone, but anyway.
No, you still want it? Okay. Are you going to get it though?
I think so. I buy a phone every second year. This is the second year for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's some options out there.
Yeah.
Plus the Chinese vendors that you need to consider as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, Samsung, interesting. Do you think it's going to do well given the... Well, let's talk about pricing because... I think that's going to determine a lot of it about whether people actually buy this phone because it is very expensive. It's more expensive than previous Note devices, right?
The camera's out of focus.
We're too busy talking to each other and we didn't notice.
Okay. It's 23,000. That is a fair amount of money.
That's for the Plus?
Yes, the Plus. The smaller one is 4,000 Rand less. That's what, 19?
So also expensive, but cheaper than an iPhone XS Max.
Yeah.
Which starts at what, about 25?
Yeah, and also it depends on storage options. You see,
and that's only 64.
Yeah.
This is 256.
This is 256.
Okay.
So there's more value in this comparatively, even though they're very expensive. You're getting more storage.
So for a 256 gigabyte iPhone, we'll call it 11 because it's the same pricing, 11 Pro Max, you're going to be paying about
almost 29. Yeah. 30,000. Based on last year's prices, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's 512 gig.
So this is a discount. This is a deal. It's what, 6,000, 7,000 Rand less than cheaper. You're going to pay for an iPhone possibly. Equivalent spec. Still expensive, but cheaper than Apple.
Yeah.
So it's all relative, I suppose.
Everything.
But then you could get a Huawei.
That's obviously much cheaper and like
several thousand Rand less.
I think a lot of people are realizing is really good value for money in this country.
Yes. Well, not just in this country, I think everywhere.
Except the
US, where you can't buy them. Yeah. If I was in the US, I would get a Huawei just to make it a talking point.
Yeah. Know.
What are you using? Oh, I'm using a Huawei. Using a what?
I'm sure there are also folks who are fortunate enough to have.
I'm sure you can order them online in the States if you want a Huawei. But Donald Trump's war on Huawei, and you never know what he's going to say. From one week to the next on Twitter. But that must surely be playing into Samsung's hands.
Yeah, I think they are. They do have the upper hand
because
of that. A lot of people I know have been cautious also about buying Huawei. And then they came out saying, oh, no, everything is fine, all good. And then a few friends have purchased Huawei since.
Yeah.
But now we obviously, like you said, now these new mates, we don't even know if there's going to be a Google Play Store. So now it's 1 minute this is happening, 1 minute next. So it's like very difficult to...
Yeah. It's in flux. Are you going to the Mate 30 launch next week?
I'm actually away on a car launch. So
okay. You're going to miss it.
Are you going?
I'm going. I think it's going to be the most important phone launch in years because of what's happening.
Yeah.
And I look forward to Huawei explaining exactly how they're going to get around this and what they're going to be doing. I mean, it's possible we're going to get there and they're going to say, surprise, folks, we've got the Google apps and it's going to support Android and we're going to keep supporting it. But given what Google said, I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I can't believe it yet. It's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
I think somehow they'll come out with it.
Maybe. We don't know. It'll all become clearer.
Because didn't they announce now a P30 Pro version with Android 10?
They did, but it's ahead of the ahead of the deadline. Mm. And it's not clear why Google has said you can't have Google Apps on this device, because it is ahead of this cutoff date, or this extended this extension to the restrictions that the US government has put on Huawei.
Maybe they'll give you the option to sideload the apps.
They might. And like, and again, maybe they can do that, but how do you sideload them if there's no Play Store?
So I've downloaded apps without the Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Go. When it was all the rage and Android
Auto. Did you have to root your device?
No, you just download the direct APK file, the direct link to it.
Like you have to enable developer mode on your device. It's not ideal as well, because
you don't know who you're trusting.
You're going to have consumers enabling developer mode and potentially making their phones vulnerable to attack.
That's why I was very specific about only doing it with Android Auto and Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't ask you this before we started recording, so I'm going to put you on the spot a bit. Out of 10, what would you give this phone?
8.
8 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have given it a 9, just based on my first thoughts on it. Yeah. But an 8 is a distinction in South Africa. I think 80%. You get a distinction.
Look,
so
it was a very
that means
good
I press this button. Ofisa gives it 8 out of 10.
It's a really good phone. It didn't let me down.
Yeah.
Stunning design.
Yeah.
Just too big and too expensive.
Too expensive. Yeah, actually a good point. Maybe it is an 8 out of 10 given the price. But as always happens in the Android world, the price is going to fall quite rapidly in the coming months.
I think so.
It doesn't really happen with the Apple world, does it? Prices kind of stay where they are for the full year until the next one comes around. Then the prices drop. In the Android world, the prices drop pretty quickly after launch.
Yeah, they do. Mm. Even with Huawei's.
Yeah. Great. Well, it's good to see you again, Nafisa. It's been too long. maybe we'll see each other again soon. Busy with some renovation in my office here. Hopefully soon we'll
have the Mate 30 Pro.
We'll have the Mate 30 Pro, yeah. I'm hoping they actually have some review units available next week, because I'm really looking forward to playing with that device. Yeah, as you know, I used to use the Mate 20 until a couple of months ago, until it was liberated from me. And I was a huge fan of that phone. Mm. So I'm really keen to see what Huawei comes up with.
Yeah, this could possibly be your next phone, I think, by the sounds of it. Depending on the Android situation, Google Play Store.
I don't know. You've really convinced me about writing on the screen on this phone.
Oh, right.
So maybe I need to bite the bullet and get one of these babies. I love the back as well.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's incredible. How did they do that?
Honestly, I was wondering the same thing.
It's a mirror, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some sort
polished
of
glass.
Yeah, polished. It's amazing. We'll have to see what the back of the Mate 30 Pro looks like. They're going to have to come up with something special to beat that. But it is a fingerprint magnet, as you can see.
Yeah, I removed the cover for this purpose.
Okay, yeah. Oh, putting a cover on this would make it huge.
Samsung includes a clear cover in the box.
Okay, but you'd probably want to get some harder protection.
Oh, I don't mind the one I'm using.
Oh, is it quite good?
Yeah, the one in the box? It's okay.
Yeah. Is it going to survive? The phone going to survive if you drop it?
Let's not go there.
Carry it carefully. Carry it carefully. Great. Well, thanks for joining us. As always, join us podcasts. We're in all of those. So just search Tech Central, one word, and you'll find all of our podcasts, including cars and gadgets. Until next time, from Nafisa and myself, take care and cheers.
Bye-bye.